Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. This is Primetime on Football Friday. 1080 The Fan.
We're going to ring that championship bell.
60 minutes. Let's open up the whole can of kick ass and kill them all. Let the paramedics sort them out. Ready?
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Tapped by Coors Light. Ducks fans, as you power up for game day, grab some frost-brewed Coors Light. The world's most refreshing beer. Please drink responsibly.
On 1080, The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It is Football Friday, 5:05 with Rob and Zook, your sports bros. Try that again.
Indeed.
Damn, missed it again.
Got it.
Gee,
is Christmas. That, is that four?
I have lost count. I think you've only done it right twice.
No, I've
maybe
done it.
three times.
He was on a stretch there.
I was
for
on
a
run
while.
There for
got
a little
hot.
Bit.
He missed the first three, then he did the whole 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I got hot.
Took your eye off the ball.
And now I'm back to that.
Mike. Souk can't turn on his mic.
We're at a new
and Mike can't turn on his souk.
No. Well, look, he's got to get in better shape,
see what
right?
I mean?
He's letting himself slack a little bit. I need some more product in that hair if I'm going to get turned on. Mike, you got to wine me and dine me. You got to romance me.
Souk, I have been exercising quite a bit, so I am getting into better shape.
Maybe I just haven't noticed.
Just
maybe
you
need to pay more attention to me. How about that and my needs? No, we're in the new studio. We've got all new equipment, but they left the old on-off buttons, which I've been using for 15 years, and I keep wanting to hit that as opposed to the one that's right in front of me here, and it's going to be a while.
It's hard.
It's going to be rough. It's going to be an adjustment.
All right, we'll set your college football DBR coming up in our next segment. Tell you what's on tomorrow. Joey Harrington in Studio 530 coming up in the club. You asked this question the other day, and I found the answer to this because we were talking about the world's oldest brewery or something. There was signs that they were brewing beer like...
Yeah, the oldest beer recipe.
Wait, yeah, that's what it was.
It was like 1,000 years before Christ.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I found an article on how far back alcohol goes, mm-hmm. and it's wonderful.
I'm just intrigued in general that the first person to do anything. When you think back to all the things that have ever happened in human history, at some point, someone was the first. And like, just even dumb thing, who was the first person to stand in a line? Somewhere way back when, there was more than one person wanting to do something, and we had to form a line. Where was that? In what context did the first line happen? Who was the first person to try milk?
Don't you think people just naturally form lines?
Yes, but someone had to do it first.
Yeah. Who would that be?
Yeah.
First person to try milk?
Well,
like milk a cow?
You have like breast milk, but who looked at a cow and was like, hey.
Yeah.
Or you go take
I bet there's some good in that.
Or you go take a pull off of that. You know, it's like you see a little animal drinking it and someone's like, well, if it's good for them, maybe I can do it. Who was the first person to cook meat?
Well, I think did they know to cook meat once we discovered fire? Did they immediately go, finally, now I can cook this meat? Or did it take them time to go, wait a minute?
Hence my,
what if we threw that on the fire?
Because before that, we were just eating stuff, right? You just
ate
it, you just went raw dog style.
Yeah.
But eventually, someone discovered fire, and then was it by accident? So did someone throw like a carcass on the fire? And they're like, hey, wait a minute, smells pretty good. Maybe I'd take a pull of that. I am fascinated by the first person to do whatever.
Okay, well, I have that story for you in the club. All bets are off on anything else because, well, you know us.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
Refreshed by frost-brewed Coors Light. Download the reward app and start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences, game tickets, and rewards.
It's kind of off the chain.
Yeah, you did.
So
Third of all, on the man.
Number five.
Well, the Blazers are well on their way to winning some games. They won last night.
Yeah, we're going to stop short of 82-0, but I'm thinking like maybe 78, 79 wins.
Is that what you're thinking?
I'm thinking so. Well,
seems optimistic.
Well, you know, Stauskas, I mean, I think he's good for, you know, somewhere between 6 to 12 three-pointers every single game. And
second leading scorer.
Yeah, everything's fine. Now have our big three.
Nick Stauskas had 24 off the bench last night in the win over the Lakers. Next up will be the Spurs, who are very banged up, particularly at the guard position. They will be here tomorrow night.
You pointed out, like, the first, what, month of the season, actually a lot of really good, entertaining home games for the Blazers.
Yeah, they've got a lot of, and they've got a lot of road games coming up, too. But, if you have season tickets, this first run here, first month or so, it's pretty fun.
And last night was fantastic.
Was fun night.
The tribute to the late Paul Allen with LeBron being in town, that place was juiced.
Number four.
Utah football landed its highest-rated quarterback recruit ever in this last class.
And he's going to Utah, which means he will be terrible.
Kid's name's Jack Tuttle. Isn't that a quarterback name?
Jack Tuttle? I can see that. Coach's kid, probably.
Yeah.
Real gym rat.
Old Chuck Tuttle, boy. He was something.
He was a hard ass.
Jack Tuttle was a four-star pocket passer from San Marcos, California. He chose Utah. Everybody up there went crazy. Well, he is leaving. He did not play in the first six games, and he is now transferring. He had offers originally from Alabama, LSU, USC. Now 247 Sports. Is that right? 247
Sports.
Reports that he could land at Ohio State, Duke, Vanderbilt, Texas A&M, or West Virginia. In the most random five schools possible.
Does seem like a bit of a hodgepodge there.
Apparently he's a smarty pants.
Well, of course, though, if he ended up at Utah, you knew he wasn't going to be any good. Why you can't find a quarterback at Utah is beyond me. Makes no sense. Like, if Mike Leach went to be the coach at Utah, would all their quarterbacks still suck?
No.
That's the key?
Wait, yes.
Yes. It's just something about the Utah curse.
Okay, so can Mike McCoy coach or not? We don't know. Former Chargers head coach, Broncos OC, has now been fired for the third time in 22 months. Until this morning, he was the offensive coordinator of the Arizona Cardinals, but they got torched by Denver last night on Thursday Night Football.
I love that they just got done. It was the head coach. Is it Steve Wilkes, right, is their head coach?
Yeah.
He just got done saying that he doesn't want to do anything rash and he didn't want to fire anyone, and now you're fired.
McCoy had one of the best backs in the league in David Johnson, but his run game ranked 28th. They were 31st in points per game, so Byron Leftwich will take over. On the Josh Allen front, he committed 5 turnovers last night.
You mean Josh Rosen.
Josh Allen. Yeah, Josh Rosen. He committed 5 turnovers last night. His quarterback rating is 66, which is third worst in the league.
Now, to be fair, one of the pick sixes, because there was two of them, that was either a misread between him and the receiver, or the receiver quit on the route. He just threw it to an area, and there was no one there but Chris Harris.
The other two quarterbacks, the only two other quarterbacks that are worse than Josh Rosen this year, Tyrod Taylor and Josh Allen.
That's not good company to be in.
Jerry Jones, noted monkey fan, and
careful
Cowboys owner, wants Jeff Bezos of Amazon to buy the Seahawks. He says he will carry him in on piggyback if he does so, which I would love to see.
Wouldn't that be something if you had the richest man in the world getting a piggyback from old-ass Jerry Jones to the owner's meeting? Could that even happen, or would Jerry, like, would a hip buckle?
Yeah, I don't think that would happen.
Get him one of, like, those exoskeletons suits?
That dude is sneaky old. Like,
how old is he? He looks like hell.
I'm just saying he looks old.
Surgeries.
Late 70s, I think, early 80s. But, of course, Bezos, Seattle-based. He's worth about $108 gajillion. Other news today, Browns have traded running back Carlos Hyde to the Jags for a fifth-round pick.
It's because every running back the Jags have is hurt. And some people are saying Leonard Fournette could be out, or Fournette could be out for an extended period of time. And they missed three games.
The Raiders have lost running back Marshawn Lynch for at least a month. He has a groin injury. He's like really their only good offensive player this year.
Well, there's already talk about shipping Derek Carr out of town. You heard this?
Yeah.
There's talk that maybe the Giants might be interested in making a deal for Derek Carr. By the way, Jerry Jones, 76 years old.
Yeah. Oh, he's only 76.
Only?
Yeah, I thought he was older. He looks older is what I'm saying.
I know. Well, he's had all the surgeries and they're not.
Sneaky old.
It's not working.
And tonight, the Dodgers can join the Red Sox in the World Series with a win in Milwaukee. Boston beating Houston last night and wrapping up that series 4-1. L.A. up 3-2 in the NLCS. It is Ryu against Miley.
Now, let me ask you this. Is this the first time we've had a guy start 2 games in a row in the postseason?
It has to be.
Wade Miley started would have been, what, game 5?
Yeah, it has to be.
And now he's starting game 6.
Yeah, he was pulled after 1 batter.
Yeah, 5 pitches.
Craig Counsell, I like a cut of Craig Counsell's jib. I like what he's doing. Yeah, I think he's good. But, you know, this is a weird series. You know, the Dodgers have the lead now. They're batting .220 in the series.
Well, remember, Miley outpitched Ryu in the, would that have been game 2 that they went?
Yeah.
And yet.
It might have been game 1.
Yeah, he out-dueled them, but the Dodgers ended up
going back.
Was it game 1? They ended up, end up winning that game. No, because the Dodgers won Ryu's start.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. They did.
So that would have been game 2.
So it would have been game 2. But Miley threw, almost 6 innings of great ball, and he outpitched him, but the bullpen failed. But remember, now Milwaukee should have Hader and their entire bullpen at their disposal.
Yeah, Dodgers batting .220 in the series. You care to guess what the Brewers are batting in the series?
I'm guessing better than .220.
.219.
Ooh. So what you're saying is an offensive explosion. Not exactly the Boston Red Sox here.
The Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Frost Brewed Coors Light. Download Coors Light's new rewards app and start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and game tickets. Let's set your college football DVR. Coming up next on The Fan.
At the club, Club 1080.
Bro.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080.
We're hot. We're on.
They fell in love.
Sports is sports. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, that's you. I know you.
Hello.
Are we are we okay?
Hello, please.
Caller, are you there? Sioux Falls, go.
You know what I didn't know?
That you could be off the air for 40 minutes?
Well, I will say that's never happened.
No.
Ever.
Been doing this
in my career.
Yeah. So 15 years, like you were like, what, in that 17-year range? That's first. And then the boss chimed in with 24 years for him. Never seen that before.
No, that's a long one.
That was a long one. Now, back in the day, we used to go out on remote broadcasts.
By the way, I'm drinking.
Well, as well you should be.
Do you hear that?
It's the club. Rattling.
I found some Jim Beam in there.
Well, thanks for sharing. That's awesome.
I took the last of it.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I've been drinking for a while.
Back in the day, sometimes you'd go on remote and we may go down for 3-4 minutes. That's the most I've seen. Never seen 40 minutes.
That was crazy.
That's a new one.
Is that what do we have an official count?
Well, I'm just ballparking.
How many minutes? No, I need.
Oh, no. We're at 6:18.
Yeah. So it's been over an hour.
Yeah. We're over an hour because we went down at about 5:20.
Did we ever set the DVR?
No.
Yeah. Well, you're not getting that segment back.
No, you're not.
No. What I was going to tell you.
So, yeah. We're a solid hour. I kind of thought it was 6 o'clock because the club was starting. And so I naturally assumed that it was 6 o'clock, the start of the club. We're just starting the club at 6:20.
Yeah.
So,
well, look,
no.
If you're just tuning in, we're back in our regular studio, but they re-outfitted it with new equipment, which obviously works quite well.
Yeah.
And we went off the air after the Hot 5. Thankfully, the people got their Hot 5.
Yeah, so it was right around 5:15-ish.
Everything broke down, and now we're just now back, so it's been over an hour. But what I was going to tell you is Golic and Wingo, was that who that was?
We got Golic and Wingo for a little bit, and then we were getting the best of the Dan Le Batard show.
Oh, I like Le Batard.
Love Le Batard.
I can tell you, though, definitively that I had no idea how much Golic and Wingo sucked until I heard that. I am so sorry we put you through that. You know what my suggestion was? I had one hot suggestion back there.
What do you got?
Actually, I had 2.
Because I stayed in here.
Yeah, you just been sitting there the whole time. Well, I was over there kind of trying to keep the... So on my Twitter feed, I kept people up to date with live look-ins and thoughts and such. And so I made one suggestion that was to get in our cars and go out into traffic and just do a show by megaphone.
Just yell at yell out sports in the middle of I-5.
I thought maybe some people would like that.
Yeah, maybe we catch we rope a couple people in.
Would not let us do that.
No, here trying to man the Better You Today text line to tell people what was going on.
Oh, right. I'm sure you got back to all of them.
Actually, got
back. It's like 800 people text.
I got back to it. I just did copy and paste, and I got back to as many of them as I could.
My second suggestion was to at least play the baseball game for people.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's over on 910. So yeah. I said, hey, throw the baseball game on. At least that way you might keep one listener.
Well, for like 40,
not Golic and Wingo.
But for like 45 or 50 minutes of the hour, there was nothing. There was just dead air.
Well, that's what I said. It's like maybe there's one person still left. Like one guy tweeted me. I thought it was funny. He said, I don't know what's worse. This many minutes of consecutive dead air or me sitting here listening to it.
Well, RJ is in. We're getting some texts that are rolling in. RJ says that he has stuck with us the entire time. Another guy texted in and said that he had been waiting 30 minutes. And at this point, it was a matter of principle. He was sticking around.
We've all been there.
We've been there where you're on hold or you're in line somewhere and you're like, F it. I'm going home. You're like, you know what? No. I've been waiting this long. I'm seeing this through.
Well, don't you think, too, there was like an element of, oh, man, what's this going to sound like when they get back on? I got to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
Yeah, we're back.
Mike, can you is your mic working, Mike?
Yes, my mic is working, Mike.
Now, I'm here to
tell you. Can you tell everybody what went on in there? What happened? What's going on?
So for the layman out there, there were on this new board. There were some things that were messed up, to keep it simple.
No, really?
And
I didn't figure that out.
I went to the big engineer guy who was here regionally and said, hey, these are messed up. It's not super important because they're working, but they're messed up. And he goes, oh, okay, I'll call the big company that does this stuff. He calls them.
Got to make a call.
And they tell him, oh, just reset the board. It'll be fine. You won't go off the air. And then technically you didn't, because he reset the board during the hot 5-5 and you were still on the air.
Yeah. Then what happened?
And then I tried to go to break and nothing happened. And then you were on the microphones going, hello, are we here?
We gave you bonus coverage.
For like a minute. And then we panicked. And then you sent a bunch of pictures out of us huddled around a computer.
Yeah. So I live tweeted it. So if you want to go back and follow the chaos, can. And then Suk was doing a Twitter Q&A over there.
Yeah, someone said, hey, you've got nothing else to do. Why not fire off some questions? I was like, all right, fire, go. Someone did ask me what
you... get any good questions?
Someone asked what you smelled like with all your body hair.
Beauty.
Someone,
I smell like beauty.
Well, I said, I'm delighted that I get to bask in your musk every single time. What else did we get that was ROP related? We got, are you really as hairy as a werewolf? And I said, oh, yeah.
No, I'm not. It's not nearly as bad as people think.
Pretty hairy. Although it's weird that you're not hairy on your back. Strange.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's, I'm not that hairy. The hairy thing is the hands and the feet.
That's kind of werewolfy, though.
I'm hairier than the average guy on those areas. But, you know, anyway, now what do we do? I'm not prepared. By the way, Joey Harrington was here.
Yeah.
He's
that,
gone.
That didn't happen.
Sorry, Joey.
So, and we're off early for high school football, right?
Oh.
So.
Well, now my computer's blank.
Oh, that's good. So what?
Do you think I should hit something?
Well, I don't think we should break.
Oh, they're resetting.
Can we break?
He's No.
Don't do anything.
Well, listen, we thank you for being here
Stretch.
With us.
Because this is the strangest day of radio that I've ever been a part of.
Oh, I've had stranger. But this was not good, and it's not good for the listeners. And everybody's driving home, and it's a Friday, and they want to just hear their sports and their fart drops, and they didn't get it today. And we are sorry about that. It's just like this is what happens when you update a studio, apparently.
Well, and
although it didn't happen in any of the other shows.
No, well, two things. One, it's clearly Mike's fault. So I'm going to go ahead and blame Mike Lynch. But look at him in there. The second one is
Mike remained amazingly calm.
Yeah.
Most of the guys did. It was pretty impressive. There were four or five guys in there. And I tell you what, not one of them was blowing a gasket. As a matter of fact, we were telling jokes.
Well, did you hear the boss?
Yeah, no, he was not happy.
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
And he was so unhappy that he just had to stop listening and pretend it wasn't happening.
Yes, I believe the quote I got from him was, I want blood. So at that point...
Yeah, I don't know who this is on. I'm not going to point any fingers, but I can guarantee you those guys in there are.
It's not good. I can assure you of that.
The heads are going to roll.
Someone wants answers.
And I did update on Twitter the lost ad revenue, and I calculated that at $751,286.
Sounds about right.
So, you know what?
Did you also see in the photo you tweeted out the ghost that was molesting me?
Yeah, I did. Wasn't that crazy?
The ghost of ass-shaped Jerry Garcia was doing a little Patrick Swayze thing on me. It was a little uncomfortable.
And by the way, you know what was funny
Hashtag
too?
Ghost too.
I don't know who that guy is. Who is that guy, Mike? That big guy?
He is the regional engineer for this area.
And he's from
Sacramento,
I believe. From Sacramento. Okay, so when they re-outfit our whole studios with all this new stuff, they call in these engineers from outside.
Yeah, they go to the bullpen. You gotta bring in the lefty.
We fired half of our engineering staff, so it's like you got to bring in guys to help do it in a week, right? Yeah. So they did it all in a week. And so that guy, he's a nice guy. He had his Dodgers hat on. He's a big Dodger fan. I think he wanted to go watch the game. And he was in there trying to help Mike.
No, he had a flight.
Oh, he had a flight to get. Okay, that explains it. Because he was in there trying to get everything. You know, he wasn't panicking, but it was like, dude, I don't know what to do.
Well, I gotta catch flights. Get out of here.
Well, and then I saw him leaving. And I was like, oh my God, that guy he has balls of steel. He's like, he's the one guy here to fix this, and he's leaving.
You imagine?
I thought he was headed to like happy hour to watch the Dodgers.
Like, look, I'd like to stay, but I got a thing. So I'm going to go, and we'll never forget you, the guy and the place and the time and the thing. Yeah,
well, I tell you what, we have officially rocked you on a Friday, folks.
Have we?
Rocking you on a Friday? Why did I say that?
I don't know. Is that the opposite of rocking someone on a Friday? I don't know. And by the way, you said that there was none left. I just heard a distinct, you poured more.
No, that was water. Oh. I put water in there. Oh. Where did I'm going to go find more, though.
Yeah.
Have to have an emergency stash, Jason. This is an important part as a big drinker.
That is true. Well, maybe this gets us ready because like we're overdue for the big earthquake, right? So when the big earthquake happens, we're supposed to stay here and like disseminate information to all the fine people. And I really do feel like if we are going to do that, booze is going to be a big component of that. And I feel like we failed our first dry run here.
Well, I didn't. I've been back there drinking. Here's why you don't get one. I found a bottle of Jim Beam. I don't know where I put it, but like it's like extra gold or something.
Sure.
I don't know. Somebody gave it to us, and I kept it here at the station. I'm like, oh, this is good. I'll just keep it at the desk.
Emergency, yeah,
right?
I'm with you.
Break in case of emergency.
Yeah.
And so I went back there because, well, it's like. If there's ever going to be an emergency, it's this.
This is it.
So I went back to my desk to grab it, and there was only about, you know, say 3 or 4 fingers left. And, dude, I have not been tugging on that thing. Somebody knew that that was at my desk.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I'm going to put the blame on the sales staff. I'm looking right at Sierra. That would be my guess. See, they're back there all the time, the sales staff, and they cut out early all the time, like 4:30. And my guess is they've been taking pulls off that for quite some time. Maybe
somebody has.
Well, look at the degenerates we work with.
Hey, let's get the baseball game on, huh? You're failing over there. You've got the remote.
I'm failing.
Yeah, that's the remote right there. Okay. See that thing there?
Well, I still don't know what we're doing, like what schedule we're on.
Well, we're almost done here. I mean,
no one really knows what's going on.
No, it's
the baseball game.
We're good to go, bro. It's over. We're ready to rock them.
We're ready to do whatever.
Mike, high school football, 6:45. Is that?
Correct.
We're sticking with that plan.
Tigered West Lynn. And I can hear Swagonemic, so
okay,
assuming
good.
Things are working, that will work as well.
Good. Because that's more lost ad revenue.
I said you guys can barely survive a Friday. Let's not act like 1080 will be on the air during an earthquake.
That's a good point.
I think Swag will be. At one point, we had like a disaster like prep. Like there is a... Now, I don't remember because I don't think I went to it, but we did have a meeting a number of years ago that outlined what we're supposed to do, like in a crisis. And I think who's ever on the air is supposed to stay on the air. And I pointed out that that's not happening, that if there is some sort of crisis going on, I'm exiting through that window. But I believe Swag will be here. No matter what is happening, Swag will find a way to come here, and he will. This is how Swag will be number one in Portland. When all the other radio stations have gone dead due to the massive earthquake, Swag will find a way to get on the air, and he'll be the only person left in Portland broadcasting, and he will finally have his stardom.
Now, I have a question here. Mike, can I grab your attention for a moment, please? I know there's still a lot going on over there. Can you put Rick on the mic, please? Let's get Engineer Rick in here.
Yeah.
Yes.
We love Rick.
Yeah, Rick's a great guy. And Rick, I don't know what he was doing. He's probably half in the bag. It was a Friday afternoon. Yeah. So, Rick, what were you doing when you got the call?
I was sleeping.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I was here till 4:30 this morning.
Doing all this.
And then I was back at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then I was here till 12. And then after that, I went home to sleep.
So somebody rang you and you knew that, like, what was it, like a bat phone? Like, what did they say to you that you knew you had to rush in here?
It was Mike, and it wasn't a call. It was a light that he shined up at the clouds, and nice. I knew to come.
That's the Rick signal.
So what happened, and how did you fix it? Are you a hero? Are we looking at a real-life engineering
a radio hero?
Well, only with the help of my allies. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Studio audience loves you.
Like what? The Justice League, Indian Chief had a role in it, I guarantee it.
Okay, so here's the question, and be honest about this.
Okay.
Be honest about this.
Yeah.
You put in new equipment, so obviously things may go wrong, and something did. Was it an easy fix?
No.
What did you do?
We still have issues, so we basically had to take a lot of equipment offline until we can get everything updated. So.
Oh, it has to be updated.
And that's going to be Monday, so have fun then, too.
So that's foreshadowing. All if you've right. never heard of foreshadowing, that's
that was,
Rick telling
that was
us that
very ominous right there. Jeez.
You're welcome. And I'll hand it back to Mike.
All right, thank
that
you.
That was
Rick.
An implication of danger. That was a warning shot.
That's fantastic.
It's like someone comes to your house going trick or treating, and you're like, "Have fun, kids.
So
don't let anything bad happen to you tonight."
I don't know. Yeah. I don't understand why we put in new equipment and then we have to update. Like, that makes no sense to me.
This is like when you update your iPhone and then it does. You're like, what? This doesn't work. And then all of a sudden you have a U2 album that you didn't want. I'm like, can I undo the update?
It's brand new. What are you updating? I love sports radio. It's so fun. Okay, we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we are going to have the greatest segment.
Final segment
of the week.
In the history of radio.
And then we're turning it over to a real professional broadcast who is prepared to tell you about who plays in the high school football and who wins and all that. So that is what's coming up. But we're staying here. We'll be here with you next segment. Mike, are you going to do an update or is that not working?
I'll do an update. I'll try.
Well, there'll be an attempt. You know what? You know what we're doing today, guys? We're just a couple of grown men trying our very best.
We got
and
a
that's
text.
That's all you can ask for.
This text says Rick is the NFL. He F's up and then he gets credit for fixing his own F up.
It's true.
Here's Mike.
The and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, we are back with our final segment of the, wait, what? Oh, Mike.
I was about to say broadcast excellence, but yeah.
No, I meant the broadcast week, but then Mike said he'll be right back. So right now, Mike's not even in there. We don't have any ambiance. The in-studio audience has left.
Do we have the...
I feel so naked.
Do you have the God We Suck drop ready to go at a moment's notice?
It probably doesn't work. So.
Just tearing up the plans.
You guys have any... drop requests I can play before we move it on to high school football. I got a whole thing over here. Hold on.
Does any of it work?
I don't know. Let's check it out. You want Jason Quick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Quick's excited about it.
Let's see here. What else do I have?
They force you to respond to them with, like, all those things in your mouth.
Yeah, that's always weird. What do you do? Do you just kind of... Do you make noises or do you...
I defer
until it's out of your mouth.
what
is that even doing on there?
Where did that come from?
Come on, Mike.
Clean it up.
It's about the dentist, guys. Get your minds out of the gutter.
What a horrible drop.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
I cannot recall the last time I was late for the start of this program.
Well, this one's not your fault.
No, this one was not on me. No. It can never recreate that magical moment when it first goes in there. He's a good boy. He's a good girl. Dude, you pull that thing out, I need to see it. Like, some of those I don't even remember. You know, the family that hoes together stays together.
Well, you say a lot of dumb stuff, so.
Well, you can't get your hand in there to pull it out.
The hills are alive with the sound of rock.
I was doing a what is those.
Strap on there,
I've showered with a lot of men. In fact, when I played football, I preferred dudes.
Yeah, we got some good stuff on there. All right, well, the Dodgers are down 5-1. That pisses me off.
That happened quickly.
Yeah. Well, they scored four in the Brewers scored four in the first off Ryu with two outs.
Yikes.
So, yeah, they've got some work to do.
Maybe we're heading to a game seven. Tomorrow will be game seven, right?
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon. Or no, tomorrow. I looked it up. It's tomorrow night at 6.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow should be a good sports day. Everybody enjoy it.
Cougs.
I earned my money today.
Predictions?
Oh, we got to go. They're yelling at us already. It's over. High school football is coming up next. Thanks to the engineers for fixing that crap.
Yeah, I guess.
Sorry you had to sit through it.
Only took an hour.
But, you know.
First time for everything,
Better than 2 hours.
I suppose.
We will be back Monday, theoretically.
Yeah.
3 to 7 on The Fan. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.